Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
That which I've just said casually, may the wise among you be able to take it up. In the mighty name of Jesus. Take your Bible. Let's go to the book of Genesis. Okay, let's come from Deuteronomy. Come to Deuteronomy chapter number 33. Deuteronomy chapter number 33 and verse 6. You know, overnight, I wrestled with principalities in the hierarchies of the spirits that governs a territory in the spirit. And I wrestled so much, prayed, and stayed in an atmosphere. When I got here, I discover, probably that's one of the reasons why I had to do such an exercise overnight. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 33, verse 6. Let Reuben live and not die. Let Reuben live and not die. Can you make that prophetic, authoritative declaration with me? Let Reuben live and not die. Let not his men. Somebody say his men. Why? Because the proof of his life is his men. Let not his men be few. If you are living, there must be proofs that you are alive. When we got to primary school, I don't know what part, but I know at some point they told us Mr. Niger D. How many of you went to school and you did science? Government school. I think they've taken it out of those private schools. It's still there. Okay, what is Mr. Niger D? Okay. Should I just pick somebody? Everybody's looking down now. They don't want to look at my face. I will pick you by the Spirit. The Holy Ghost is moving me towards you. Do you see the way some people's hearts started pumping? Mr. Niger D. Who has boldness? If you have boldness, raise your hand. Because if you have boldness, I won't call you. Raise your hand now. If you have boldness, raise your hand. I won't call those who raise their hand. Some people are already raising their hand. So that he won't call me. Let me join them. Somebody shout hallelujah. What is Mr. Niger D? Mom. Now, I will give you a gift too. My gift for you is 5,000 naira. That's enough for you to take Ubabi. Is that your handsome husband? If your wife passes, I will give her a gift from my pocket and from the Spirit. I'm telling you. Okay. Okay. Movement. Okay, what does Mr. Niger D stand for? I will query you before you get my money. Oh, come on, celebrate this woman. Kai. What does Mr. Niger D stand for? Eh? Handshake is your own. Yeah. Because your own, you heard it before you said it. Okay.
All right, so M is for movement.
M is for... The first characteristic of a living thing is what? Movement. Okay, second.
Respiration for
respiration.
N is for nutrition.
Nutrition.
I is for irritability.
Irritability.
G is for growth.
Ooh, come on, celebrate this woman. Okay, go ahead.
E is for excretion.
Excretion.
The second R is for reproduction.
Ooh. Are you a teacher?
No.
You are not a teacher. You must start teaching our teenage church. All right, go ahead.
And D is for death.
Come on now, put your hands together. Don't worry. I do a small praying for you before you go, but you have 5,000 now. That's okay. That's okay. It's interesting that science describes the characteristics of a living thing. But you see, in the realms of God, there are superior characteristics that is bigger than movement. In fact, one of the characteristics of living in the natural realm is death. While in the spiritual realm, death is not part of it. It's not allowed. Somebody said, death is not allowed. In science, natural realm of living thing, it must die. In the realm of the spirit, a living thing doesn't die. So, there are superior characteristics. And I want to help you appreciate those superior characteristics. Let me tell your neighbor, superior characteristics. That's for a man that is truly living. Not just living by respiration, irritability, reproduction. Some of them are adoptable in the realms of the spirit, like reproduction. In reproduction, in the realms of the spirit, it's called another name. Can I be a teacher to you in a few minutes? Because I'm talking from a prophecy. Let Reuben live. So Reuben's living is not reproduction, respiratory, irritability, nutrition. And the reason why the apostle in Moses, the prophet in Moses, asked to bring this word was because there was already a malediction over Reuben. Why should you say to him, let Reuben live? Okay, let's even look at what his father said that we wanted to remove. Is that not why Moses said this? Moses said this because his father already said something. What did his father say? I think it's in Genesis. Genesis 49. Right? I preached this thing sometimes, so I should remember some of these scriptures without jotting notes. I think it's 49, if I'm right. 49:3. 49, if it's not 49, don't laugh at me. Just correct me straight. Eh? Genesis 49:3. What is it that we were trying to correct? Oh my God. What was the umbrella of death that was spread over Reuben? And if you look at all his father said, he didn't use death once. He didn't say Reuben will die. Some of you think death is when you cease to exist. No,
Death is a superior experience to ceasing to exist. Death can be so functional when you are moving around. When you have irritability, nutrition, growth. When you are fulfilling the characteristics of life in the natural, death can still be operational. That's what I'm saying. Is anybody connecting to this word this morning? So, what was the injunction of death that flew into Reuben's life from Jacob? We need to investigate that. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. That was the destiny of Reuben. And in verse 4, unstable as water, thou shalt not exist. Now that clause, thou shalt not excel, is what we have to investigate as a program of death that was released. Thou shalt not excel simply means your life will not go in the order of destiny that has been prescribed from above. That is the excellency of strength. Now, are you still with me? What am I saying? Let me come from, what's the name Reuben? What does it mean? How many of you know what the name Reuben means? Bible student? Huh? No. The name Reuben, when his father called him Reuben, it means behold a son. He's a son of visibility. He's projected. He's supposed to be the image of his family. That's why it's called the excellency of strength and dignity and might. He's supposed to be the one that when they see him, ogo idile orire lowa. He's the projected son. You see, some of you are the projected one among your family. It's not because, it's not because you are even the firstborn. Sometimes this order falls upon the lastborn. Sometimes it falls upon the middle son. Like when the oil was coming to the house of Jesse and everybody showed their face, God said, I have rejected Eliab, even Shammah, but my own of oil is looking for a boy that looks like the very unlikely one among them. He's the bearer of the glory. He's the projected son. It's not God's fault. God's own supreme power decides the path to follow. God does not follow every path. So you can have a twin in the womb and God said, I have loved one. This is the part I will follow. Oh my God. May you understand this. Oh. So God said, Jacob, I have loved. Esau, I have hated. Somebody said, why is God unkind? God does not put himself in every path. He chooses the path to follow. When they begged God to bless Ishmael, he said, I don't have problem in blessing Ishmael. I will bless Ishmael. Ishmael will be a great nation. But, somebody say but. Say it again, but. But my covenant will be with Isaac. Isaac. Isaac knew. I will go to another generation. I have chosen to follow the path called Isaac. If you provide me 600 sons, I will still insist in the path I will follow. It's called Isaac. And believe you me, even after Isaac, Abraham had several other children. Where did God follow? To come to where we are. Shout it, let me hear. That's your story. That's your story of divine election. There were nine in the house of Jesse. Nine men. One of them looked like kids to a prophet. You see, I told people, any of them could have been picked. Why? Because it was meant for the house of Jesse. But even in the house of Jesse, God decided the path to follow. And the path to follow is who? David. And you say, oh, David, who later messed up? Sorry. Eliab never messed up. Sorry. God has chosen his path. Ọlọ́run tí a kò lè dí lọ́wọ́ mo pe ọ̀gá o Ọlọ́run tí a kò lè dí lọ́wọ́ mo pe ọ̀gá o Ọlọ́run tí a kò lè dá dúró mo pe ọ̀gá o Ọlọ́run tí a kò lè dá dúró. Mo pe ọ̀gá o. Hear me. Reuben was the projected son. His name means behold the son. It's not a son to be ignored. His name is not about a son. It's about beholding. It was designed for visibility. May you not be designed for feasibility and you walk in folly. His own error. His own error. Polluted his appearance. This is a son we want to bring and showcase. And what do you do to the man you want to showcase? Your brand ambassador. You deck him up. You make him attractive. It's your image. He represents you. But the day you have put on everything upon him as he was going to step on the stage, he rubbed himself in the mud. And his earthly father became ashamed. And he said, you will not exert. Oh, need the bear. You won't get there. You have polluted me. You have defiled me. You are supposed to represent us. You shamed us. So you will not excel. So that destiny was pegged. That was the working of death. I wanted you to see. Death is not that Reuben will sleep and not wake up. Death is that Reuben will not measure up to divine expectation. Kaba Yadaba. I don't know if you want to speak in the spirit and you do it. And what I said, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed. You see, if the enemy wants to kill, one of the things he does is to move you against the order of your destiny. And so he went up against his father's bed, defiled it, and upon my couch you defiled it. You know, do you know how many people in the world today, though they have a good and well-programmed destiny, they are struggling with maledictions? Why? Because they altered it by themselves. They never measured up. You see all classes of death when we get to heaven. Some people were meant to live here. All their life they lived here. And even here where they live, they dance around it. They say, oh, I'm the most successful man. Because all they did was help themselves to be here. Why? Something cut them short. When Isaiah the prophet, that's a prophet, got to the throne, saw the Lord, he said, woe is me. I am undone. Another word for undone is cut off. I am cut off. It simply means I have not measured up. I have not measured up. I'm operating here where I'm supposed to be here. It's a walking of death. I want to show you all classes. There was one. When Samuel looked at Saul, he said, thou art acted foolishly. He said, for now with the Lord I've established your kingdom over Israel. For how long? Forever. Because in God's sovereign counsel, while Saul was acting as a king, he was still in probation. But he never knew. He assumed office and messed it up. Then he cut it short. And another man was found. Somebody asked me, he said, Ayo, why is it that God's mercy does not look like equal? I said, because God does not see the way man sees. Why will God say, I've cut off Saul? And then he brought David, and David messed up, and he didn't cut off David. I said, God does not see the way man sees. Peradventure, there's something God is seeing the man is not seeing. So he's the judge of all. You can't be equal with him in judgment. Thou will not excel. For you polluted my bed. You defiled my couch. And that was the trouble that went with Reuben until the prophet Moses came. What prophet Moses needed to do to undo what Jacob had done was to declare life. And I come in this same grace this morning with the permission of the giver of all things, that every utterance that has altered your speed, your rising, your glowing, your visibility, be it by your own action, doing and undoing, I have come again, clothed in the mercy, clothed in the mercy of the everlasting God, the one that thinks not. And there is a Reuben in this house, the one to behold, the one to be seen, the bearer of the glory of the everlasting God. And whatever I've said, you will not measure up. That is what we have come to address again this morning. That let Reuben live and not die. Every program of death spread over your journey that makes you struggle and never to measure up. Every program of death inherited that makes you labor and you are not visible. Every program of death that makes you come near it but you never enter. Every program of death that makes you run but you are not quick. Every program of death that makes you struggle but there is no fruit. Every program of death that makes you not measure up. I decree in the name of the Lord that let you believe and not die. Lift your hands, say, I will not die. Lift your voice, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, every program of death that has followed me hitherto, I break them into pieces. Open your mouth and take that decree. Every program of death that has followed me hitherto, I break by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus. Oh, Maya Yabaho Nanasako Pataliaka. In Jesus' name we prayed. Now listen to me. You saw Mr. Niger D. But no, I'm not going to read those ones out. But when you get to, when you start from Genesis 26, you will understand the characteristics of living in the order of heaven. When God created man, the first thing it did was to bring him blessing. Blessing is the empowerment that infuses life. And the characteristics of the life that infuses start with what? Fruitful. Be fruitful. That's the first characteristic. When God turns to a tree, what he wants to see is fruit. If that tree is not fruitful, it's not living. That's when Jesus, you know, the Bible says, by him all things were made. When he turned to that tree, even though people said it doesn't look like it's easy, whenever the Creator turns to any of his planting, one of the ways he verifies that plant is still living is fruit. Where is your fruit? So he turned to him. And when he turned to that tree, the tree looked attractive but not productive. A lot of people are attractive, but they are not productive. They have a lot of external coverings, but they are not productive. No fruit. Their makeup is glowing, but their life is not fruitful. So when Jesus turned, he gave it the opposite. It's a curse. The empowerment for living is called blessing. And he blessed them. He said, be fruitful. Be fruitful. Be fruitful. You see, the foundation of life is fruitfulness. After it is when you are fruitful, you multiply. You did not choose me. John 15:15. But I chose you that you should go forth and bear fruit. I have come to this house. You will not be anything less than harvest before your God. You shall be called the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. The first characteristics of living is to bring fruit. fruit after the order of your purpose. After the order, put your hand upon your head. We are waking blessings upon you again. I am an akosiba lihate for Rabiza. This year, 2023. Amen nosuku palia rizi. Can you speak in the spirit as I release utterances? This year, 2023, your barn shall be full. Ayer sukabaniante sutafaratia. Ah, le roso binahali kose. We command the rain of your seed. And we command the rain of your harvest. We command the rain of your seed. We command the rain of your harvest. Ashata poropika. Elira sukata diamo salabatia. Emano saborabikale. Evantelo sutamana shadisa. Ebarofeki batania kasa. It's the year of the last favor. Ayado sikabane. Erutabe no para basikale botona. Aisha tapo rapeza. Ashata. Eporade sikopalaya. Elebaro. The fruit of your body. The fruit of the spirit. Ashade borufe katina hase. Aliro pasa. The fruit of your ground, the fruit of the womb, we declare for you to go into another season of fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. Aya, lift your voice, hey! Say, hey! At your age, I shall be fruitful. Lift your voice, say it again. Leave your voice, shout it again. Say it again, I shall be fruitful. Say, I shall be fruitful. Say, I shall. Say it until it becomes a flood in your spirit. Say it until it becomes a flood in your spirit. Shout it. Ah, shout. A copra lo pirai. A sadi katana koba. A yandabolo celebodo. I see a gate open. I see a gate open. I see a gate open. Ah, shata bonate. Abora bonita. Akatopa la roho. Erekosika balada. In Jesus' name we pray. We activate blessings over you. These blessings will undo everything that negates your purpose in fruitfulness. As I pray with you and over you, the hand of the Lord will be strong upon you. Yeah. Powers of error will break. Yeah. Programs of death. Programs of death. Programs of death expires. Ayayayayayaya kabura seketo palabana. Cycles of unfruitfulness. Cycles of unfruitfulness. Cycles of unfruitfulness. Vicious cycles of unfruitfulness that you have been programmed into. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I command it to break. As I'm praying, some of you, you are coming to the firstling. The Lord says, you are coming to the firstling. Things that have never happened to you before. Are you listening to me? You have been hearing it. It has never happened to you. After now, everything that has stood at you as a wall and barrier preventing you from coming to that joy, I command it to sink in the name of Jesus. As I cry, the anointing of the Spirit will electrify the house. As I cry, the anointing of the Spirit will electrify the house. That so pallid Abinohara Fesiko Patanada said, even though Jericho was tightly shut up, the land was for Israel. It was the harvest of the Lord. So therefore, every wall that has barricaded your harvest, at the Sukapaya, you are going to shout amen 7 times at this one. Those walls will sink. You are going to enter an harvest. As a church, you are entering an harvest. It's an unusual harvest. You are entering an inheritance. Peace is an indicator of answer. When you pray and the peace that pass understanding floods your heart, the answer has come. Joy is an indicator of his presence. There is an unusual joy that will be ignited in your soul this morning. I'm rounding up. I'm done. But I want God to give you the oil of gladness. Therefore, the Lord thy God has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellow. You will operate above natural. You will operate above the natural. Now you will cease to operate by human strength. That's what it means, that the oil of gladness makes you come into a level that is above your fellow. Because when they are saying there's a casting down, you are saying there is a lifting up. When they are depending on the economy of the nation, you are depending on the economy of heaven. When they say it is by watch, you say it is by flight. Why? Because the oil of gladness above your fellow is upon you. The oil of gladness above your fellow is upon you. Media, give me Micah 7:11. That's my final decree. Then you are going to give him the fruit of your lips, giving glory to him. You're going to sing a new song to him. You are going to rejoice in him, because today something is happening. In the day that thy walls are to be built, in that day shall the decree be far removed. The decree will be far removed. Every strange decree, every strange program, every strange program that has prevented you from being built up, this morning they are removed. I say it 7 times, you scream amen. I said this morning they are removed. I said this morning the decree is far removed. Today the Lord is building you up. The decree is far removed. The decree is far removed. The decree is far removed. Things that you have waited to see. The Lord says to speak to you. Everyone that is connected to this sound, in the first 5 months, they will be popping up. You want to get pregnant in the first 5 months? Get pregnant. You want to lay the foundation the first 5 months laid. You want to step into a new anointing the first 5 months step. Are you still here? The decree is far removed. After I declare this one more time, and you say amen, offer him the fruit of your lips. And the oil of gladness will rest upon you. I see fatness. I see fatness on you. And you are breaking the barriers. It's like a plant in a pot. Outgrowing the pot. And the pot scatters. And the pot scatters. And the pot is under the root of the plant. The pot has scattered. They can't contain you anymore. Now is the day of enlargement. Somebody say, behold the sun. Say, behold, I am the age. Oh, I say, shout it. You are the son to behold. In 2023, Ayo is the one to watch out for. Let Reuben leave. He's a son to behold. Let Ayodeji leave. He's the one to behold. Somebody said, behold the son. Behold the son. Behold the son. Behold the son. Behold Ayodeji. Ayayabakota balabadeja. The decree is removed. Give him some glory. Give him some praise. Let the oil of gladness spread. We declare a fruitful season. 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 Oh! Aya bosana badia kota namase Eliaraba shata Live Kasin the Bahaya. Sing a new song to him. Give him glory. 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 Oh, oh, oh. You can feel that joy. Wave your hand. There's the oil of gladness.